Adelaide's, well, agitating of AFL House has earned them a Friday night round 23 game, all thanks to the Crows CEO, Andrew Fagan. On behalf of the fans, Andrew, good job, well done.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was a really good outcome. As you said, it was one for the fans, and it's important that we fought hard. And look, it's great, A, to avoid Monday, not have that part of the fixture in round 23, but to pick up Friday night's obviously a just reward for the prime match that it's going to be. And I think also a thanks to the fans who the AFL will know will turn out in great numbers.
Change of heart from the AFL. They dropped the Monday night game altogether.
Yeah, look, obviously, look, I think there's a bunch of reasons for that. But I think, certainly a part of it was, a strong part of it was, we were, I think, in their minds, the obvious game for that slot. But look, as I think I said to you guys a couple of weeks back, our opposition was significant, and it was voiced in no uncertain terms. And it's nice that it was acknowledged by the AFL with their decision.
6 day break into a 6 day break, 3 games in 13 days. Is that a concern?
No, look, I think you've got to look at the entirety of it as well. We've got an 8 day break into a 6 day break into an 8 day break, and then 2 6 day breaks, and then a 13 or a two-week break to follow. So I think over 5 weeks, we play 4 games at home. We've only got one away trip. As I said, you've got a couple of eight-day breaks in there as well. And so I think, look, in entirety, I think it's a really balanced last 5 weeks for us before, all things being equal, we then have nearly 2 weeks going into the first week of finals.
So it's 7:40, it's Friday night, Adelaide Oval versus West Coast, the last home and away game for the year. You got anything special planned? I know it's the supporters' tradition day. Just tell us and talk to us through that.
Yeah, it obviously is. Rowie, our members' appreciation round. And look, I'll probably keep my powder dry on some of that, but obviously it's a big opportunity for us to say thanks to the members for the support that they provide through the course of the year. And as past tradition, obviously we'll have 22 members are selected to be presented with a jumper on field, and there'll be a bunch of others other activity as well. So look, it'll be a massive day or night. Now expect a packed house again, and for what's going to be a really important match.
You know what? I'm that proud of the club to be able to do this, because it's great reward to those supporters that since Adelaide Oval's been there, and even before that, they show up. The Adelaide fans show up. So to get a Friday night instead of the Monday, it's just brilliant for them, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's said, Rowie, when we spoke on this same topic a couple of weeks ago out at Adelaide Oval, I think we are occasionally taken for granted. And look, it's a compliment. It's a compliment to the fans of the Adelaide Footy Club that they do show up week in, week out. They're very loyal, they're very passionate. They show up in big numbers, which does provide the AFL probably with some flexibility in their fixturing, which they often look for, given it is a really difficult task, and they're trying to balance TV ratings as well as trying to ensure that teams can generate attendances that support them commercially and all the other things that hang off that. So it's a backhanded compliment, but you've got to ensure that you get some swings to go with the roundabouts.
Yeah.
And this is one where, certainly from our perspective, we thought it was just a step too far to finish a season with a match that should be in a prime time slot, and a way of saying thank you to our fans, to actually take that away and put it on a Monday just wasn't acceptable. And said we made that clear in no uncertain terms. And really, thankful that the AFL acknowledged that. And I think when they saw all of the information that we put forward, they knew it was a pretty reasonable request.
We've got a couple of ticks straight away. Have you got any ticket sales details yet on that match?
I think we put something out on our social media platform today. So I think from recollection, guys, of the tickets for eligible members will go on sale, I think, the 4th of August.
Okay.
Could be the on-sale date. But certainly just check the afc.com.au or our social media platform and they'll have all the details.
Bit of discussion about Good Friday and suggestion that it's looking likely to go ahead. Western Bulldogs and St Kilda are being mooted. Are you still got your hand up for that one?
Look, and the thing, as I said, again, I think I mentioned this to you guys in the past, that our view on Good Friday footy is that look, we're open to it. We've obviously played it some other time slots across the Easter weekend. And we think if Friday gets opened up, then there should be the opportunity for it to be shared around. One of the things I just get concerned about is that decisions can be made now where you permanently put in place some of these marquee time, you know, or marquee or blockbuster sort of events that then become enshrined for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50
perpetuity.
Years, forever, in perpetuity. Yeah. And you just, and then maybe you look back and you go, well, hey, does this still make sense? And I just think this is one where, you know, perhaps the AFL can say, well, look, you know, let's make whatever decision they might like. If they want to trial Friday night footy, for Easter Friday, then go ahead and do it. But maybe do it, pick a couple of clubs to play, and then rotate it around a little bit. And I just think that it's one that can be used in a few different geographies. Mm. And you know, if they did that, we'd like to be part of that schedule, and we've made that clear.
Also, the women's league, there's announcements pending. We're hearing this week in regards to some of the marquee players.
Yeah, we're just waiting on those announcements to come through. So yeah, we're looking forward to announcing the first two players that will be part of the Crows National Women's League team, our marquee players, and a really exciting time. It's kind of the first time that it becomes real. You know, we obviously had the announcement, but as you start building your list and we have some names to put to the team, it becomes really exciting. So we're looking forward to those details coming out in the next little while.
Brilliant. And just lastly, the Sunday Fun Day versus Essendon. Kids are in for free. I love this initiative.
Yeah, look, it's obviously we had a few times this year, so encourage people to take advantage of it. So obviously the game against Essendon on Sunday, it's a 4 o'clock start, so it's been great to get the family out there, and we've obviously got free junior admission with the purchase of any other general admission ticket. So we had great take-up for the last time we did it. Encourage people to do it again and make a big day of it, and hopefully see the team get back on its winning ways.
Andrew, congratulations on getting that premium time slot that you're after, and good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, good on you guys. Appreciate your support.
And let's get a big crowd Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yes, it'll still be a cracking game.
Yeah, it will be indeed.